You're listening to MoneyWeb at Midday.
There was not a South African sports fan, I'll wager, that was not on the edge of their seats last night as Tatiana Smith took silver in the 200 metres breaststroke final. This was after her gold in the shorter race. And this is what she had to say poolside before announcing her retirement from the sport.
It was an amazing battle. It's amazing to see the new people coming up. I've never raced Kate at an Olympic final, so I love competing, and I couldn't have asked for a better way to end my career in a very tough battle. Yeah, it's never been about that. I mean, achievements always, they fall away, but you want to be remembered for who you are. And yeah, I hope that I'm remembered for bringing people joy and just like really... like telling the story of that swimming is really just a part of a season in your life. There's so much more than swimming. And yeah, I'm excited to live life.
Now, Penny Haynes knows the feeling of standing on a podium and getting the medal. In Atlanta in 1996, she became the first South African in 44 years to win an Olympic gold. Then in 2000, she won a bronze medal at the Olympics in Sydney. So Penny Haynes, welcome. And how did you feel watching Tatiana Smith secure that silver and I guess the gold as well?
I think with the gold, it was a relief given how close that race was. And at the same time, a wow, because she really came back very, very strong. And she's a real fighter. So I was elated at the fact that she got the gold in the 100. And then I thought, you know, given that, she might just do the double. It seemed to me that, you know, this is the moment. The thing is, we didn't know what Kate Douglas was up to because nobody, you know, I hadn't seen her swim much. So that was the dark horse in the picture. So given that we now found out Kate is obviously extremely strong and on the night, because I always say, you know, had it been, let's say they swim today, you don't know, it could be a different result. But the same is true for the 100. Mm-hmm. And that's just the nature of sport. But I think given, you know, the fact that I think Tatiana really swam her best race last night. Technically, I thought she was better than the American. And I think what was most beautiful is her reflections after the race, her sharing her joy. You could really see it's genuine. It's not her trying, you know, to cover up a disappointment. It was really genuine. And I think it was a race she could be proud of. She really fought for it right to the end. And yeah, I'm proud of her. You know, I wasn't emotional when she won the medals, but when I saw her testimony on the TV last night on set, I couldn't help but hold back the emotion. Luckily, Rake bailed me out.
Penny, your thoughts on her decision to retire ostensibly at the peak of her career? It's always a difficult call for an athlete.
Yeah, I think I read somewhere a dancer knows when to leave the stage. I do think it's sad because she is swimming so well right now. But at the same time, I fully understand and I agree with the decision. She almost retired between the two Olympics because it is a difficult journey, especially if you're someone like Tatiana who doesn't want the limelight. You know, I can identify with that. It was very, very uncomfortable, and I think it was for her too. And now, of course, she's married and she has, you know, obviously some excitement about the future that lies ahead. And it's been a long journey for her. It's been, she said, 22 years in the pool. She's done everything she could hope for. I think there are younger girls. For instance, Kate Douglas is only 22 years old. So, you know, unless something unforeseen happens, she's going to continue getting faster. The Russian girl Chikanova is going to keep getting faster. So we also see with Chad, you know, as we get older, it is a bit of a downward slope. Tatiana did well in winning the two medals, but if you look at her times and the times of the other 27 year olds in the race, they're all a little bit slower than they were in Tokyo. So it's already kind of taking that direction, and it's difficult to stay motivated. I think to keep going another 4 years, that would put her at 31 years. That's a bit unusual for the girls. Mm. You don't see many girls. And, you know, in some ways, 27 seems young, but Tatiana's also not the kind of swimmer that was swimming around on the World Cup circuit for money. She's not a swimmer that was chasing the money. And that would be the only reason to stay in the game now, is to continue on the swim meets that are between the two Olympic cycles. And since that doesn't motivate her, I think this is the right time.
Penny, what advice would you give to Tatiana as she transitions from life after competitive swimming? And maybe just draw from your own experiences.
Good luck. I think we're in a little bit of a different situation, given she just got married and, you know, obviously she's definitely in that honeymoon phase still. And, you know, hopefully her identity, well, she says it's not caught up in the swimming, and I believe her. So in some ways, I expect her transition to be easier than mine was, only because I think in terms of identity, we're on the same page, but mine was struggling with a lot of things in terms of coming back home, needing to get used to various elements like the fame and security worries, because I was based abroad for so long. So mine was a bit of a roller coaster. I don't foresee that hers will be as much. But I do know other great swimmers that I thought were totally fine, like Aaron Pearsall, the American legend. And even he said he had a struggle to adjust. And it's on many levels. It's not just emotionally and trying to figure out your place in the world. Now, remember, us swimmers, you know, we don't actually have that experience of, you know, that normal teenagers have, in the sense of just sort of finding themselves. By the time they're 27 years old, they've already established themselves in the real world. And I think as swimmers, we're in a bit of a bubble. So that's the challenge. I think also the other thing to consider, which nobody ever talks about, is on a chemical level, when you're competing at that level, you know, you've got the dopamine, the serotonin, everything is at such a high level, almost unnatural. And I was speaking to actually a psychiatrist once. We were on the same panel working on something for World Aquatics. And he was saying to me that when you come off of that high, competing at that level, you also have your chemical levels sort of coming down and settling a bit. And that's in some ways, it's like coming off of drugs. So it may not be true for everyone, but that is another element that athletes that retire need to deal with.
Penny Haynes, you will always have our abiding respect. Thank you very, very much for talking to me today.